This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Two U.S. soldiers were confirmed dead today after their helicopter crashed in Pakistan Friday evening. They were preparing for possible search and rescue missions in Afghanistan. In a moment, we'll turn to events in Afghanistan and the region. But first, Capitol Police reported today that evidence of anthrax spores was discovered in another mailroom on Capitol Hill. This time, it turned up in a room that processes mail for members of the House of Representatives. The news comes almost a week after anthrax spores were discovered in a letter delivered to the Senate office of Majority Leader Tom Daschle. Officials say people who work in the Ford House office building mailroom will be tested, but there are no plans to screen other staff. We'll have full coverage of these developments later in our show. The Pentagon confirmed today that two U.S. soldiers were killed in a helicopter crash as they prepared to assist U.S. Special Forces in ground attacks. Special Forces troops were dropped by parachute into the southern part of Afghanistan last night. The troops attacked an airfield, destroyed a stash of small arms, and went hunting for senior leaders of the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. More from NPR's David Malpas.
At the Pentagon today, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Richard Myers, broke the public silence on the raid, coming before microphones armed with video clips showing U.S. Army Rangers packing their gear, loading onto C-130 transport planes, and jumping onto Afghan soil. The Rangers encountered what was described as light resistance. All returned to their bases safely, though two were injured during the jump. We are told that the Taliban, however, did suffer casualties, but the Pentagon says it's not sure how many. This is the first acknowledged use of ground troops in direct combat since the war started. General Myers said the success of the assault shows that the U.S. is capable of conducting all the kinds of operations it wants to, in the air or on the ground.
U.S. forces were able to deploy, maneuver, and operate inside Afghanistan without significant interference from Taliban forces. They are now refitting and repositioning for potential future operations against terrorist targets in other areas known to harbor terrorists.
Defense officials say the U.S. is planning similar hit-and-run raids in the near future, and some may already be underway. A lot of details about this one continue to be withheld. General Myers wouldn't say how many troops were involved, although other defense officials put the number at 100 to 200. Myers said he didn't want to give away any tactics, techniques, or procedures that might compromise future actions. But he did identify one of the targets as an airfield southwest of Kandahar, not the city's main airfield, but a smaller one. The other facility was a command compound used at times by Mullah Mohammed Omar, the top Taliban leader. However, General Myers played down the failure to kill or capture a major player.
We did not expect to find significant Taliban leadership at these locations. We, of course, were hoping we would, but we did not expect it, and we did not find senior Taliban or Al-Qaeda leadership.
What they did find, Myers says, was useful information.
One of the primary reasons we conducted these missions on these two objectives was to gather intelligence, and we are in the process of evaluating the intelligence that we brought out.
One military official tells NPR those intelligence materials may include such things as records, logs, and other indicators of how the Taliban collects its own intelligence. The Taliban news agency has a different twist on the engagements. In a dispatch from Kabul, it says there was no battle, that the site U.S. troops raided had been deserted well ahead of time. The Taliban also claimed their fighters shot down a U.S. helicopter in Pakistan that was involved in the mission. U.S. officials say the Black Hawk helicopter crash was accidental and most likely caused by visibility problems as the pilot attempted a landing amidst flying dust and debris. Two soldiers aboard the craft were killed and three more injured. General Myers paid tribute to them today.
They and all who are participating in Operation Enduring Freedom are heroes. They put their lives on the line on behalf of freedom and on behalf of America, and they do it each and every day. And I'm so very proud of them and their comrades in arms.
Pentagon officials say the Army Rangers left a calling card behind in the raids, leaflets with the inscription, "Freedom Endures," plus a photograph of an American flag that was hoisted over the remnants of the World Trade Center. David Malpas, NPR News, Washington.